But as it relates to Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, so this is one of our favorite topics. We all learn in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah now. I think it's kedai to revisit something that we once spoke about, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'Lo Chiddush, and we'll end with this. And that is, the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin says, one of the most important Gemaras in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Lama Toikim B'Rosh Hashanah Kishehen Yoishvin V'Toikin U'Marien Kishem Oimdim. Why is it that we blow two sets of tkiyas and truas on Rosh Hashanah? We do it once k'shem yoishvin, and we do it once k'shem oimdim. And Rabbi Yitzchak said the reason is k'tei l'arva ha-satan, because we wanted to mish the satan. We want to confuse the satan. If we confuse the satan, he's the prosecutor. Today's his day. He's going after the yidin. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the yom adin. It's echa b'tishrei. It's the day of olah b'machshava. Yom haras oylam. Yom yamid b'mishpat. Kol yitzuri yolamim. So if we can somehow figure out a way to get him to not be able to be on his A game, that's a very good thing. So kedei la'arvev ha-satan, we're toiking k'shem yoishvin and we're toiking k'shem oimim. So much so, Rabbi Yitzchak followed up with another memra. And he said, kol shana any year, she'ein toiking la b'tchilasa, mirin la b'soifa. It's so critical, it's so important to be ma'arvev the satan that any year that we don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, we're going to end up rachmana l'tzlam blowing shofar at the end of the year. Meaning, if we weren't mekayim mitzvah tkiyah shofar at the beginning of the year, we can end up blowing shofar because of tainius and because of not good things at the end of the year. And the reason is the loy i'arvev satan. Because it's so important to be ma'arvev the satan that if we're not ma'arvev the satan, now we're suddenly vulnerable and mi idea what may end up happening at the end of the year. Meaning, this idea of being ma'arvev the satan is something that Klal Yisrael literally lives off of. So much so, that kol shana shein toiken la b'tchilasa, mirin la b'soif. And Tosfos, on Daf Tes Ayin Amud Beis, brings from the Bahag that says that this, that the Rabbi Yitzchak said that any year that you don't bowl shave at the beginning of the year, you can end up having to bowl shave at the end of the year. Lav nimikla b'shabbat. It's not referring to a year that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And it's for that reason that the Yidden didn't blow Shofar. Because if that's what happened, you don't have to worry about this. Elodis yalid unsa. It means where some oinus happened. If there was an oinus of some sorts that caused the Yidden not to be able to blow Shofar, that's when you have to be concerned. Lo yarviv satan, and that's kol shana shein taikin la b'tchilas minyan la b'soif. But if the reason the Yidden didn't blow Shofar b'tchilas hashana was because it was Rosh Hashanah shechalias b'shabbos, and the Mishnah says, and daf chof tes amid beis, yontif shrosh Hashanah shechalias b'shabbos, b'miktash hayu taikin avaloi b'medina, that's not going to cause any tzaris to happen at the end of the year. And all the achrayim asked the obvious kasha. We spoke about this very recently. And that is, what do you mean? If at the end of the day, the reason we're worried that a year that we don't have shofar at the beginning of the year, that may cause tzaris later in the year, mishum to lay arvav satan. So why does it matter if the reason it was lay arvav satan because of some sort of oinus, or it was lay arvav satan because it was Rosh Hashanah shechalias b'shabbos? At the end of the day, lay arvav satan. So if it was lay arvav satan, we have a problem. If we have a problem, so there should be an issue. So really, the Bahag is very heartwarming, but really, if you think about it, it's mechusar avana. Rabbi Yitzchak saying you have to be ma'arv of the satan. If you're not ma'arv of the satan, it could be big tzaras. And therefore, if you weren't ma'arv in the beginning of the year, you're gonna maybe have tzaras at the end of the year. Oh, but if Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, and that's why you weren't ma'arv of the satan, then you don't have to worry about it. So earlier in the Masechta on Daf Tes Zayin, we spoke about the epic Meshech Chachma in Parshas Emor, the Inkan Mekoymai. We once mentioned a mahalach, it was a related rabbi on Taf Tes Zayin. The name of the related rabbi was, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And that is a shtickle from Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger in a sefer Minchas Oni, the Baal Orech Laner. It's in Parshas Hazino. We're not going to go through the arichos of the Minchas Oni. But in short, what the Minchas Oni said was that when the Yid is willing to not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, despite the fact that he knows that by doing that, he's giving the prosecution koyach that otherwise he would be able to eliminate. What? And the reason he doesn't blow shofar is because he's worried about Shabbos. You know what happens? Shabbos becomes the melitz yosher of the yid. And Shabbos stands in front of the Kisei HaKavod, and Shabbos tells the Eibishter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at Klal Yisrael. Look at what they're willing to forego and forsake on behalf of the fact that they're looking to protect me. So said the Aruch Laner, that it's true. A year when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we can't blow shofar. And as a result, you don't have the skula of blowing shofar when you're sitting, blowing shofar when you're standing, and you don't have the ability to be ma'arviv the satan. But at the same time, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and we don't blow shofar, gzeira shemi yavirenu dal ramas b'shus ram, we have a different skula. We have a different path. It's not the same power. It's a different power. And that power is called Shabbos. And he went on to explain with a mashal why Shabbos would step up for the yid. Where did you find that Shabbos has this koyach? Ayin Sham, absolutely beautiful. But said Aruch Laner, the point of why the Bahag said you don't have to worry about Kol Shana in a year that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, because it's true we don't have the ability to be Ma'arav of the Satan with the Shofar, but we have something else, and that's also very powerful. And that's something else of Shabbos. And then the Aruch Laner said a Dover Nifla, he said he did a historical analysis, and he realized that some of the best years that the Jews ever had in history, and some of the worst years they had, were years that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And he said, "Umi Oideya," if the reason was, is because when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't have the ability to be Ma'arvev the Satan. And as a result, what do we have? We have Shabbos. So he said, the years that Shabbos, that the Yidden kept Shabbos, Shabbos would stand in front of the Kisei HaKavim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Mekabel, that was Ma'arvev the Satan, so to speak. And as a result, the year was a good year. But what about if the Yidden are not treating Shabbos properly? What happens when Shabbos stands in front of the Kisei HaKavod? Not only is Shabbos not going to be able to be Melitz Yosher, but to the contrary, it's going to be a Bechin of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. This Saneger of Shabbos is going to end up being the Kateger, and that's why it was the worst of times. So said the Aruch Laner, sometimes it was the best years, sometimes it was the worst years, but that was the Aruch Laner that we said we weren't going to review. But we once mentioned that this Aruch Laner is really mefurish in the Kadmonim. See, the Aruch Laner lived in the 19th century. But this Vart I found already in the 16th century. And it's in the Sefer Oilus Ephraim, very, very halig a Sefer that was written by the Klei Yoker. And the Klei Yoker in the Sefer Oilus Ephraim says, Bekitzer, without the Moshel, but Bekitzer, what the Aruch Laner said in the Sefer Minchazani. And he adds two incredible knechas. The first knech that the Oilus Ephraim adds is, he says that the Mishnah that says that when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, there was no Tkiyah Shofar, says there was only no Tkiyah Shofar b'Medina. But in the Mikdash, they used to blow Shofar. So he said, what's the pshat? Why did they blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? L'chaira, all the raid that you're going to tell me for why when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't have to blow shofar. So why in the Mikdash did they blow shofar? So the Oilus Ephraim said, Lefize, the reason we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and the reason we're willing to forego being Ma'arviv the Satan, is because we know we have the Koyach of Shabbos. So the Oilus Ephraim, that the only place the Yidden had the Koyach of Shabbos was outside the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash, being that there were Karbonis that were being brought, and being that there were a lot of things that were being done on Shabbos that are really Melachis, now you're allowed to do it. It's Hutzro, it's Tchuya. But at the same time, said the Oilus Ephraim, something we can never say, that Shabbos wasn't the same Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash because of all the things that were happening that, again, the Torah said you should do. But at the same time, it says in the Torah, Leisasa kol melacha, and there's shchitas, and there's aktores, and there's all these things that are happening in the Beis HaMikdash. So he said you didn't have Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. And because there's no Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have the ability for Shabbos to stand in front of the Kisei HaKavod and say that, oh, ichab Shabbos. What do you mean? Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? Was far as Shabbos is thus. So begvulim b'medina, over there was Shabbos. And that's when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. You don't have to blow shofar to be ma'arviv of the Satan. But it was dafka in the Beis HaMikdash, where they didn't have the same koyach of Shabbos. That's what they had to do. That's what the Oilus Ephraim says. But if you go through the Oilus Ephraim inside, now that we're learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, then we were learning Masechtas Erevin. But now that we're learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, we can appreciate this a little bit more. Listen to some of the lines of the Oilus Ephraim. And again, the Oilus Ephraim is making the point that when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, you don't have to blow shofar. You know why? Because you have Shabbos. So he says, Im shvisas yom haShabbos, yesh ba oisan hasoidois, haremuzois, beinyan hatkiyois. Haktomas inyanze. Humavur. Sha Shabbos yesh loi kama kavanois, koilolois, inyonim nefloim, haoimdim berumois shaloilam. Shabbos has a lot of kavanois, dvorim neflom, that haoimdim berumois shaloilam. Va oisan kavanois atzmam, nirmozen gambet kiyashofar. And all these kavanos are merumas and tkiyah shofar. So he says, tkiyah shofar has soidos neflaim. Shabbos has soidos neflaim. Says the Oilus Ephraim, if somebody would be able to tap in and properly understand the pnimius of Tkiya Shofar, and he'd be able to understand the pnimius of Shabbos, he would realize Shofar and Shabbos is one inyan. This is what he says. He would realize that Shofar and Shabbos is one thing. Says the Eilos Ephraim, that's why, right before Shabbos, when it's getting very, very close to Shabbos, so what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow tkiyas. There were 6 tkiyas that they used to blow Erev Shabbos. Why did they blow tkiyas? A poshet, this is the siren, right? This is the ram call. So like this, people are going to know that Shabbos is coming. Want to do this, want to do that. But what's the deeper reason? Everything we learn, what's the pnimius? The pnimius is because Shofar and Shabbos is one inyan. And that's why they used to blow Shofar. Not even Chatzoitris. They used to blow Shofar. Lamikra Eda, usually it's Chatzoitris. Now it's a Shofar. And the reason it's a Shofar is because the pnimius of Shofar and the pnimius of Shabbos is one. And then the Eilos Ephraim goes through chapter and verse where he starts explaining how some inyanim of Shabbos and some inyanim of Shofar are the same. But the reason when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't need to blow Shofar, says the Eilos Ephraim in his own words. The yisoid of what the Aruch Laner said in his own words, and that is because then we have Shabbos. And if we have Shabbos, we don't need Shofar, because really the soid and the pnimius of Shabbos mirrors and it matches the soid of the pnimius of Rosh Hashanah. So I was just thinking, just to put it all together and wrap up some of the raid that we spoke about in the last few dafin, and that is we mentioned that the Rebbe, Reb Simcha Binim for Pshischa, in his Igeris that he wrote at the end of the Sefer Kol Simcha, so in one line, he defined the whole Rosh Hashanah. He said that what's the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah? Ksiv, b'teichami anoichi yosheves. V'ksiv, me'rochoik Hashem nirali. V'zeh soid Rosh Hashanah. And that's the soid of Rosh Hashanah. We said the Sfas Emes, Tov Reish Nun Aleph, said that that's the pshat that the Gemara says in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. That kol ha-shoifers k'sherim chutz mishal para. What's the reason? L'fisha en kateger nasa saneger. Just like the Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're in the big day Zav, the Fisha Enka Tega Nasa Neir, because Zav is going to mean the Egel HaZav. So too, on Rosh Hashanah, you're not let it blow with a Shofar Shel Parah, because the Parah is going to remind you, it's going to take you back to the Egel. And the Kasha was, Freik the Gemara, what do you mean? Even the Kohen Gadol, it was only inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim that he wasn't allowed to wear the big days of, but outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim he wore the big days of. So Mamonavshach, if there's a problem of Enka Teger Nasan Saneger, so what's must be, because Enka Teger Nasan Saneger is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Doof, it's only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what Shaiches? What does this have to do with Shofar? Shofar is not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Gemara said it's true. When a Yid blows Shofar, he's not standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Kivan the Lizikarin who, but being that the purpose of Tkiyah Shofar is Lizikarin, that the Yid should be remembered, it's as if he's standing inside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Sfas Emes said that that's what the Rebbe Rabbinim meant when he said, because on Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't matter where the Yid is, but even the Lizikaranu kibifnim dami, it's Meirachayk Hashem Nirali. And then the Sfas Emes said that just like physically, it doesn't matter where the Yid is, but Meirachayk Hashem Nirali, he's kibifnim dami. He could be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, when it comes to the Ruchnias of a Yid, it doesn't matter how Rachayk the Yid is. Meirachayk Hashem Nirali, this is one of the schoolers of Rosh Hashanah. And the words of the Rebbe Rabbinim, Vizeh Soid Rosh Hashanah. The Soid of Rosh Hashanah is this, Inyan Meirachayk Hashem Nirali. And the Sfas Emes said, that's why you don't have to make a. Sfas Emes said, that's why you don't have, there's no mitzvah to be either regular Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah you don't have to be either regular. And we spoke out for Rabbi Yosef Engel, also a Polish, who said in the Gulyoyne Ashas and Mesachtes Megillah Dav Chaf on the base, he said that's why there was a minig once upon a time that after Tkiyah Shofar you would say Yiratzen Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, and the Rosh Hashanah said Sorechin, why would you say Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash after Tkiyah Shofar? Usually you would say it, if I can't do the mitzvah, like I'll be able to do it in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore I make a Yiratzen. But said Rabbi Yosef Engel that the pshat is because when a Yid blows Shofar, it's Meirochei Kashem Nirali, it's Kibif Nimdami. So you say the Yiratzen who Yachsalano Avodes Beis HaMikdash Mekoyma, so it shouldn't be Meirochei Kashem. But it should be a rock called Schurcha. Literally, you should be standing in the Azori. You should literally be able to have a Kohen Gadol that's going to go Lefnai V'Lefnei. So I was just thinking that if Soid Rosh Hashanah is Meirachik Hashem Nirali, if the Soid of Rosh Hashanah is Kivin Dele Zikaronot Kibifnim Dami, that is, in the words of the Rebbe Rabbinim, the defining point of Rosh Hashanah. And the Sfas Emes said, where is that manifest? It's in the Shofar, which is the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Kivan de lezikaron u kibifnim dami. So it must be, based on what the Eilos Ephraim said, that this idea of Meirachik Hashem Nirali, this idea of Kimdel Zikar and its Kibifnim Dami is somewhere in Shabbos. Because if the site of Shabbos and the site of Rosh Hashanah is the same, and the site of Rosh Hashanah is Meirachik Hashem Nirali with all the raid that we spoke out, so somewhere in Shabbos there's an inyan of Meirachik Hashem Nirali. And I think it's Poshen. We mentioned what we learned Masechtas Yuma. We said over that when the Malachim come and they escort the Yid into his house on Friday night. So what does the Yid say? Shalom Aleichem, Alachi HaShalom. And then you say, Bayachem L'Shalom, Barchuni L'Shalom. And then you say, Tzeischem L'Shalom. And we said that there are people that are very uncomfortable with Tzeischem L'Shalom. Why would you tell the Malach to leave? So we said over from Rav Shamshon Pinkus, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha, that Rav Shamshon Pinkus said, the reason is because what's Shabbos? Shabbos is the Shabbos HaMalkasa. Or the Rambam's Girsa, the Melech. But Shabbos is Kaviyachal, the Shechina. And that's why we spoke out from the Briskerov in his Sefer on Chumash that so many of the mitzvahs that are related to Kavod Shabbos and preparing for Shabbos, it's together preparing for a Melech. If a Melech was coming to have dinner in your house, how would you prepare? That's the way the Yid is supposed to prepare for Shabbos. Because the idea of Shabbos is not just a mitzvah. But Shabbos, the Melech, the Shechina walks into your house. Being that the Shechina is walking into your house, so said Rav Shamshon Pinkus, that's why you tell the Malach Tzeischem L'Shalom. Why? Because when the Shechina is in your house, you're Kaviyachal, like the Kohen Gadol, who's Lefnai V'Lefnim. And what happened when the Kohen Gadol was Lefnai V'Lefnim? The Pasuk says, V'chol Adam La'yeh Ba'ayol Mayid, and the Medrash says in Parashas Achrei Mayis, it was one of the themes of Masechtas Yuma. The Medrash says in Parashas, says, and not only a person wasn't allowed to be there, but even a Malach, because the Malach has the Dmus of an Adam. And even the Malach's included in V'chol Adam La'yeh Ba'ayol Mayid. The Inyan of Shabbos is welcoming HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your house. And when you welcome HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your house, and that's why you say Tzeischem L'Shalom. The side of Shabbos is the same as the side of Rosh Hashanah. The side of Rosh Hashanah is Meirachik Hashem Nirali. The side of Rosh Hashanah is that we're far, we're Tameh, we don't have Eif of the Parah Aduma, we have no Sheiches right now to being able to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. We're Rachik. But at the same time, the side of Rosh Hashanah is Meirachik Hashem Nirali. The laws of Ein Kategah Nasa Sanegar governed Kiyas Shoiva just like they governed the Kohen Gadol entering Lefnai V'Lefnim. Because on Rosh Hashanah, through the Kiyas Shoiva, on some level, Yezoicha to Mirachak Hashem Nirali. That's the side of Rosh Hashanah. It's one of the sides of Kiyas Shoiva. It's one of the sides of Shabbos as well. One of the sides of Shabbos. And really, Tzai in the world of Lomdis, Marona Griz, being Medayik all the Lashonis in the Rambam, and in the world of Machshava, Shabbos is not just a mitzvah. When a Yid is Mekabel Shabbos, he's bringing the Malka, he's bringing the Melech into his house. There's a Bechina of being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. There's a Bechina of being Lefnai V'Lefnim. There's a Bechina of Meirachoik Hashem Nirali, that despite the fact that we're so far, but Hashem Nirali, the side of Shabbos, and the side of Rosh Hashanah are the same, like the Oilus Ephraim said, and it could be very nice behemshech to some of the raid that we spoke about last week.